I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked at you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I'd trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jean skin was showing, hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
Welcome back to the T-Mongoose podcast for episode 58. Today we have Alex, Terry, and Adrian in the call.
What up?
What's up?
Who just got done annoying the shit out of me because they're on PSO and nothing was working and people were blacklisting people and then up blacklisting people. And
Terry got on my blacklist somehow. I don't get it.
So, messing with dangerous things you don't understand, like Japanese.
Yo.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to play a game in a language that you don't understand.
But it's worth it.
It's worth it? Because I played very little of the first PSO, and I mean very little. And you guys are playing this
for you.
PSO 2?
Yeah. Beta testing.
Beta testing only for the Japanese, but apparently you guys got on. I don't get that. Did you have to steal social security numbers?
Yeah.
Stole all their money and stuff.
That was the last, after that experience trying to play RO2, I had never tried to get in any beta for any foreign game ever again.
this was a terrible experience. Like easy as hell.
Yeah, this didn't even need anything.
Yep.
I don't get it.
They had a nice little translation and just you click here, you click here, you type here, and that's it. And you get in.
And then you wait 4 hours for the damn game to patch.
The download and the patching.
Was the patch were the servers located in Japan or?
Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah.
And then you got to be careful not to delete your game like some people did.
I'm trying to figure out if you could change the resolution. Usually when you install something, there's something on the start menu. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, there's something in Japanese. So I click it, and I'm guessing it was yes or no, and I should have guessed no. But I hit yes, and it just uninstalled all my shit. I was like, fuck.
So you were trying to find a way of changing a resolution. So you went through a menu, and what'd you think? It asked, "Dude, would you want to change the resolution?" Oh, yes, yes, of course,
yes. Okay, but Japanese is hard.
Thanks for asking. Wow, this game is so polite.
Hey, the Japanese people are polite, so fuck.
Only if you don't disrespect their family.
Yep.
We muddled through the whole game. Just trying to figure things out for ourselves. I think this is where we do quests.
Yeah, because earlier you were trying to get on, I don't know, friends list, or you're supposed to checking your blacklist. I don't know what you were doing, but you're not the first one or the second one or the third one or the gray one.
Yeah.
Bar one with the squiggly line that does this and then it goes up and then comes back down.
Look at me. It goes like whoop, 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 and then there's dots and then there's a line.
And there's a little
one looks like a smiley face.
That's all Japanese characters are. It's just whoop whoops and then
just trying to send friend requests.
Smiley faces and stars and hearts. That's it.
Now why are you guys trying to send friend requests and stuff like that? Why can't you just play?
And it's just, I don't know. I think we're just trying to figure out the menus and stuff, see what's what.
We got a good grasp of it now.
Somewhat. You do as a party system.
Yeah.
Still. For those of us who are uninitiated, what is PSO?
Oh, super
Fantasy
epic.
Fantasy Star Online, idiot.
Fantasy Star Online.
Yep, yeah, the super epic series.
Classic. Which was on Dreamcast a long
time. It was on Dreamcast, and the first two were on Dreamcast, and then Fantasy Star Universe came for Xbox and PC, I think. But that was pay to play, and now it's back to free again.
And then there was that card bullshit.
Oh,
that was episode 3 of the first one.
Nobody even remembers that. No. That.
It was cards? Instead,
it's card based. Everybody's like, fuck it!
Nope.
No, so many card-based thingies.
So it was like Yu-Gi-Oh.
Something like that. I never played it.
Space Yu-Gi-Oh.
Space Yu-Gi-Oh.
It was more like Chain of Memories, Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, Space Yu-Gi-Oh.
Space Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's Space Yu-Gi-Oh.
Okay. I just, you know, wanted to grasp, you know, what you guys were talking about, and you know how much I love Yu-Gi-Oh. So
amazing.
If it's not a Yu-Gi-Oh reference, I'm not gonna get it. Just, it's impossible.
Simple as that.
Yeah. It's really what it boils down to. It's like, all right, Space Yu-Gi-Oh, I understand that. Yu-Gi-Oh in space. It makes sense.
You go in space and you play Yu-Gi-Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
With space things, like space bats.
Space bats.
Space bats.
There's a lot of bats in Yu-Gi-Oh. And
you got it all figured out.
Blue eyes, white, space bat.
Space dragon.
Yes. White nose.
Space dragon. Listen, I've played PSO, okay? I know what's going down.
Space dragons.
Space dragons. Hmm. Oh, man.
I really want to know how to change the resolution, though, now.
It's not going to happen.
I know. I'm playing in, like, a tiny-ass window.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, just don't touch anything in the options.
I know. Like,
you're better off not even bothering.
There's going to be an uninstall button in the options in-game for some reason.
Yeah, don't hit anything in the start menu either. Even if it says launch game, that's bullshit. It's a lie.
It's got it to the point where I have to Google everything I want to do before I do it.
But once you get it, then you kind of know.
So how are you copying and pasting the words and stuff?
I don't know how.
There is some text that you can select. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works. But
so he's doing a very good job at it, let me tell you.
Hmm.
I could translate this whole game myself. What's up?
With the help of Google.
With the help of Google, yeah.
Using the Google Translator.
I can do it all by myself using Google.
No big deal.
With the help of Google, I now know Japanese.
We have no idea what's going on in the game.
Dude, I'm just killing shit.
No, there was the kid that was pissing his pants.
Yep.
And then the guy that saves you with his mag and his unicorn space horse.
It's unicorn. What was that about?
That was his photon blast. Remember?
Yeah, the super epic photon blast.
Yeah, remember?
He's like, you remember? He's like, no, he doesn't.
Alex, we call that kid crotch pants now.
Yeah. Wow. has no pants.
Like his fluff pants on the side. Like cut out in the inner thigh.
I know.
He has all the pants and it's all baggy and stuff, but the inner thigh is just not there.
He's got armor covering all of his body except his crotch area.
Why would you choose that? Why would you do that?
Exactly.
He's like, man, these pants are awesome in every single way, but man, are they restricting in the crotch area.
Because he's always pissing his pants. He needs some ventilation.
I don't want to smell that with the foot.
Got to let it all drip out from the instead of rolling all the way down.
He's solving problems, not causing them. That's what, that's what I'm hearing.
It's also a little handicap for him because he's a little badass. Armor everything but his weak point. Just like, come on.
Go for it. I'll piss on you.
Try.
Oh, and Monster's just like, no.
No, I don't want to go there.
No, we have fun, though.
You guys are kind of like making me miss Mabinogi. Because I don't know why, but I was thinking of running around as Indians.
Oh.
This is nothing like Mabinogi.
Nope, but like I said, I haven't played PSO, so I immediately just related to us running around in our underwear.
You guys did that. You guys are something else.
I don't think we could even do that in PSO.
No,
looks like
I don't think
you guys
so.
Were all like Gundams or something.
We're just really space trendy.
Yeah.
So it's like jets or jet grind radio, right? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah, maybe.
But with more lights and shit.
More
neon.
More anime. Mm. All the anime stuff you can get.
More broken looking characters.
So you kept saying
integration is like how Ion was basically, where you can just look stupid if you want.
Oh,
yeah,
we got to
broken.
We got to play Ion again. That was fun. Running around as little midgets causing trouble. start shit.
We have some ridiculous characters. Adrian looks like a dominatrix.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Black leather.
She got a cowboy hat. That's it. I'm playing Cowboy Bebop, bro.
Harry's looks almost identical to his Star Wars character.
Yeah.
The little visor and bald head.
Wait,
and then mine's
not bald head.
Mine is just straight up out of an anime.
You're all lucky star.
I got like the pink hair, pink dress, big ass eyes.
Yeah, the glasses.
I feel like we should stream this game.
Can you? Do you
know if the closed beta is open towards?
There's already people doing it.
Yeah, it's open beta. So
yeah, it's open beta. So.
Oh, it's open beta. Okay.
I've already seen a few streams of it going.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should look into streaming it, maybe.
Go for it. I would watch that while I'm playing.
You would be playing. I would hope that you would still be playing with us.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, is that good? I'll be playing and watching myself. I'm like, damn, I did that.
Damn, I'm awesome. That's multitasking.
My ass, Gio.
Gio. Oh man.
I don't get it though. Like, there's a lot of aspects of the game I'm not understanding. Like the discs that you pick up.
Tron.
Oh, but the discs are just.
You don't pick them up. You don't remember, they're like notes left by the people that were there before.
No.
Talking about something else. Basically, what it is, if you play PS01, they're just the green blocks. You know what I'm talking about, like the monomates and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
But they were spells. Like, you remember? Like, they were just.
Oh, yeah, you learned spells, yeah.
It would level up. That's the same concept with the disc. Instead of making it look like regular items, they made it look separate. So now they're discs, but they're actual
stuff. But see, what I don't get is how to use them, because I have already.
The thing is, if you already have that level or that skill, it's not going to let you use it again.
But I don't. That's what I'm saying.
That, and you just might not be able to use them. Like, yeah, you can't use all the spells for your class because you're not a force, right?
Exactly. Well, the thing is, I think we can learn the force stuff, but you need to be able to use the wand to use the force spells.
So this is Star Wars.
Well, yeah, and you can't use all of them anyway. Like, it might take you longer. You might need more levels as well. The force can pick it up like right away.
Exactly.
No, but see, here's the thing. With the big sword, you saw the fucking three-step thing.
You're the hunter. You're a hunter, though. So you're automatically...
Yeah, but still, like, with the gunblade, I don't have anything else.
But that's the gunblade. I don't think that's... I don't know what kind of weapon it is. That's kind of new to PSO.
I think that's, like, basically the new handgun.
Possibly,
well, what about the Qatar things, then?
The Qatar is still hunter. Any melee weapon is usually hunter.
Yeah, you have all the hunter shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, I thought you were learning Japanese, or I thought you knew Japanese.
I'm still translating the game, Dwight.
But yeah, and then Terry's he's the
I'm the range.
Did you go cast or no? Or you just went human?
Yeah, I went cast. Well, no, I'm a human.
You're a human ranger then.
Yeah.
Human ranger. Terry gets all the bullshit sniper guns and stuff.
I can't wait to find a sniper.
Yeah, you've got to find one of those. Like, he gets, like, the machine
gun. I found one earlier, a blue gun.
Yeah, but...
Well, even the starter gun that I have, it shoots rockets if I want.
He's got, like, a fucking rocket launcher and shit.
And, like, there's no, like... It doesn't cost anything. Like, I don't understand it.
I think the heavy attacks for it will probably cost.
My heavy attacks do, but this isn't... It doesn't count as a heavy attack. It's like I have to hold my shift thingy or whatever. Secondary attack? It's my secondary attack. And as far as I know, it doesn't cost me anything. And it's area, and it does more damage than my heavy attack.
Well,
what?
The back line. You just got to sit there and
So you got like an attack that's much better than something that would cost you something.
Yeah.
Just using it. Is it rocket
it's slower,
thing?
But it wrecks people.
He'll probably get something even more bullshit when he learns a new skill. It'll probably be like a freaking massive strafe gun or something. Just see a bunch of missiles blow up.
I'm ready for it to be
English. I don't know.
How big was the download?
4 gigs, I think.
The game was 4 gigs, and the patch was 3.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think the servers are in Japan, so it's like
the Japanese bit. Servers. We're not supposed to be playing.
This is, I'm sure we're not the only ones.
No, yeah, listen.
We have a whole ship dedicated to the English speaking community.
Exactly.
Like two ships now, I think, because it spilled over to ship three.
We're not even in ship. We're just in our own ship. Like, fuck, we don't care. Not playing with those random people, anyways.
Whatever. But the U.S. people find the game a lot more interesting than the Jap ones.
Take over two entire ships.
Hey, if you don't want the game, we'll take it.
I'm waiting. I'm just waiting for that translation thing for the UI or whatever.
That's up and running now.
What's up with that?
Was there word for it? Yeah, like
there was one in the alpha testing, I believe, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work for the open beta, so I think they're working on it.
Boo.
Because I guess, like, now it's encrypted?
No, it's not even that. I've been looking at videos of the alpha test. There's a lot of shit different than it is now.
Well, they probably got all the feedback and decided to change that.
I guess, because remember that fountain area that we're in?
Is different?
Looks way different.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, figure alpha was a while ago, too. Like, the first alpha. They had two alpha tests. They had one and two, and then it was open, and it's supposed to release this summer. So,
what? I'm about to play it. I'm waiting for it. I don't even care. I'll learn some Japanese really fast.
You'll learn enough to be able to function in the game.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always been a PSO fan. I really like it.
Yeah, I love PSO.
So. And now, because I played Phantasy Star Universe and it was pay to play, so I finally just, I was like, I don't feel like paying anymore.
Well, PSO was also the first game that introduced a keyboard to consoles, right?
I believe so.
Was it also one of the most, the first, like, internet based games or something, too?
Yeah.
I think it was for Dreamcast, yeah.
Yeah, for Dreamcast, that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the first online MMOs for console. Or it was the first, I think.
Yeah, it was.
What about Mario RPG?
What about it?
What about it? Yeah.
I'm just bringing it up. What about that?
It's a game, all right.
Game, yep.
That could have been an online MMO. You don't know.
Every fucking 20
Mario. Did you ever find the Ethernet port on your Nintendo? Huh?
No.
It was there.
There was something. I don't know what the hell that was.
The Super Nintendo had high-speed internet back in the day. What you know?
What do you guys know? It wasn't even dial-up. It was fucking straight cable.
Yeah, for back
100
then.
100 meg download.
Nice.
If you set it up properly, I mean.
Bitch had Netflix on it.
Bitch had Netflix before Nintendo. Netflix was invented. Yeah, Nintendo just discovered the internet, so I don't think they would have had it back then.
They were like, whoa.
Oh, man.
What if I told you could play with your friends in the video game without moving and they're not at your house?
That
bullshit.
No.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
We did it. We found a way of doing it. It's tough. It's very high tech, and it's worth $400.
Wow!
For our new console.
That's so cheap.
What if I told you could do that? Huh? Just a low price of two payments of $400.
Yeah, you know how much gas you would save.
Do you understand how easy two payments of $400 is? I will pay for that right now.
Tell you. Well, the gas prices now save so much money.
Just start saving money and play with your friends online with the new Wii U. Only three payments of $400.
Just three payments now? Shit.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's worth it.
It's always been crazy.
Gee, I would pay five.
Yeah, play with people across the world. Play Super Mario U.
Super Mario U.
New Super Mario Bros. U.
You're Super Mario. There you go.
For only 4 easy payments of $400, you can own this fantabulous machine and do stuff with it.
Yep. I can't contain myself anymore. Just
bully him into doing it.
Hey, it's only 4 payments.
Start
it's
poking only, him with a really sharp
it's
stick.
It's only 5 easy payments, $400.
Payments.
Just every time you bring it up, it's just one extra more payment.
Yep.
That's Nintendo for you. That's their marketing team.
Yeah. Speaking of which, have you guys heard that new Pokemon game?
Oh, what?
Nope.
That, there's
Pokemon there's, Conquest.
The fuck is that? Is that like Pokemon Arena?
It's Fire Emblem, but Pokemon.
Fire Emblem? I don't even remember what Fire Emblem is.
Fire Emblem.
Oh, Fire Emblem for GameCube or whatever?
Okay, another way to put it is it's Tactics Advance, but Pokemon.
That doesn't help me at all either.
That helps me a lot, but...
Except it's in the fucking feudal ages.
I don't see how the hell Pokemon would fit in that. So...
I think it's cool. It looks.
It's I don't know if you know. It's kind of like Ogre Tactics, whatever. Basically, it's like a big grid, and you have a bunch of players on the map, and you just try to kill each other, like taking turns and stuff, like on a big grid or something.
It's like playing chess.
I was gonna say, so it's like chess, but Pokemon,
but different rules and stuff in Pokemon, I guess.
Pokemon chess.
Yo.
Poke your chess.
Chess. Yeah.
You're telling me you never played a tactics game, Dwight?
Yeah, that's a little depressing.
Yeah, no. That's what I'm telling. Well, I played one, but it wasn't that. It was a Final Fantasy tactics game, but it wasn't. I think it had the word tactic.
Yeah, Final Fantasy Tactics. This is the actual original.
But no, it wasn't. It wasn't like a top-down view. It was like you run around. It was just like a hack and slash, but there was no grid or it wasn't. I don't know how to explain it. It was an old like PS1 game. I'll try to Google it. It was in one of my demo discs because I used to get PSUM magazine, or I guess it was just PSM, and they used to give you demo discs, and that was how you'd play new games because you couldn't just fucking download shit. So that's how I'd play new games, and this one had like this Final Fantasy game on there, and it was really cool, but I was just so bad at it.
Gotcha.
I'll try to find it.
Yeah.
Find it.
Yeah, tactics, yeah. And then Advance. Advance was a little broken.
Oh, Advance was stupid. Don't even talk to me about Advance.
Yeah. I lent Alex my copy, and we just completely... The judge system on that game was so broken.
It wasn't that bad.
Dude, judges? I'm sorry, but...
Fuck judges.
Judge system sucks.
Who the fuck? What?
Hey, you,
the
you
judge
can't use,
for a fight, really?
You sit there, you can't use red spells, what the fuck, or blue spells, or you can't use anything, how
you
about that?
You can't move more than 3 spaces at a time. Fuck you!
For real. You go to jail. Fuck.
You go to jail, because you broke the rules.
Exactly.
In a fight.
Yeah.
And you can't die in it at all. You just get knocked out.
Yeah. That game was so broken.
So kitty.
My assassin would just one-shot everything. It was no fun.
Oh, you can always break a tactics game.
Yeah.
But what if you can't this time around?
He will.
There isn't a tactics game out there that you can't break.
Yep.
There's Fire Emblem.
No.
I'm talking about Final Fantasy Tactics, and you can probably break Fire Emblem.
Let me tell you, Fire Emblem is some tough shit.
Yeah, I started playing it. I did like the first two, and then I just because it was for Wii, wasn't it, or something?
It was for Game Boy Advance. It's
it was
like
for everything. It was on Nintendo. It was on Super Nintendo.
I think I got a newer version or something that was for Wii.
Yeah, they made a GameCube and Wii one.
I heard GameCube. I mean, the Wii one was
Alex.
Amazing.
Turn your stuff down. Whatever's in the background, it's
you got your TV.
But yeah, the only thing about Fire Emblem that makes it harder to break is, like, you can't just get into random fights. Like, you always have to move on to the next story thing.
Okay. That would do it.
Yeah. So you can't just like sit there and grind or anything.
Yeah, the thing with tactics though is story, obviously, it's all level, but if you grind, monsters follow you in level.
Yeah, so. Tactics, it's fucking... Still though, like, you can get really overpowered with your gear and your setup.
That's the thing though. In tactics, you get so far behind in gear that the monsters just rape you if you're not careful. So
it only applies to the random fights too, the level thing. Like the story people are story, set.
Yeah.
You can be like level 50 and they'll be like level 15 and then you'll just roll. You gotta get that chakra circle going.
Oh my god. Just
do that for a few hours.
You get you fucking surround the monster.
Yep.
you hit your own teammates, you heal them up, hit your own teammates. Yep, that's exactly it. Dude, I had a dancer. I even screenshotted it for Alex. I had a dancer in chapter one. This is ridiculous, dude.
Bullshit.
That's how you do it.
It's on my iPhone, dude. I just started playing. I'm like, I'm just gonna level up.
I'm just gonna sit here for a while.
I honestly think monk is the brokest
yeah
class just because you monk don't need a weapon.
Yeah. It's all about that Hamido.
Dude, not even that.
Well, that one doesn't work or didn't work in the original. They made it so it happened more often in the later ones, but
I don't know.
That thing never went off.
Just that one fight where you gotta steal the Genji arm or stuff without losing. Go.
Oh, oh yeah.
God, so worth it though. And then you go to the unknown dungeon, whatever, I forgot what it's called, and trying to get Cherry Jiraden, the best samurai weapon.
Oh, yeah.
And then you try to use the spirit on it, and it breaks.
It's like no. Start over. Reset. Nope.
That's so terrible.
No, that didn't happen.
So, I think I reset. I don't know how many times. Every time I use it, it would break. I'm like, ugh. It's like, why? But whatever. Yeah.
With that two hand skill, just get two samurai swords.
They remade that game for PSP, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's the make. The PSP got turned onto the iPhone, which is. And the cinematics on that are actually pretty sick now.
Yeah.
So
which version would you recommend?
They're both good, but
well, you would want the PSP one.
Yeah, because the visuals are nice.
It's all the fixes and stuff in it. You get the cutscenes. You get extra characters. You get extra classes.
Oh, that Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You definitely want the PSP one.
What if you don't have a PSP?
Get it on the. It's on the iPhone, but it's like $15 on iPhone or something. Unless you have a jailbroken one.
Still waiting for them to put it on fucking Android.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
I know.
But why not? Because that was like last year.
So maybe it's really tough. Maybe Android I think, is just like, man, this is super advanced and way cooler than iPhone. We better take our time.
The people that made it were having so much trouble though. They almost canceled the project because they were like, oh, shit. And they were
trying to play on phone. You're going to get like an hour of gameplay. you do a like fucking summon spell or something. You just see your battery just dropping like it's your MP.
The phone lags so hard when you do like a summon spell. It's just like, and fucking gets so hot.
Which is good. It's cool though, because it's exactly how it was on PS1. You do any kind of spell.
It's nostalgia. Oh, the nostalgia.
And they said that they were bringing Kart Rider to Android, and they never did.
Yeah. It's depressing.
What? Kart Rider? What?
I miss fucking Kart Rider. Do you remember Kart Rider?
Hilarious.
These little Bomberman looking people in blue, and you're all riding carts.
Oh, I'm not sure I even know what the hell that is. Kart Rider. Yeah, I want a picture or something.
Give me the greatest picture of all.
Yeah.
Just in general or of Kart Rider?
Kart Rider. Something that will remind me what it is.
What the hell? It's like Bomberman in a cart.
Yeah, exactly. It was great. It was a good game.
It looks like Bomberman.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know where they canceled it here.
Me either. You don't remember? He didn't play with us? Who played with us?
It was me, you.
Jose, probably.
Was Jose there?
I don't know.
I'm going to find out if you remember his car rider.
I think Andy played with us.
Andy definitely played. I remember him.
I remember playing it on his laptop, too.
Yeah, and he played a lot of shit with us back then. Well, I don't know how long ago this was, though.
Oh, this was years ago.
That was when he had a computer.
That's when Andy was around.
Yeah. That would be back then, then.
Fucking Kart Rider. Now I want to play it. Man. Why did they cancel it? It was fine.
Man, I'm looking at all these old PlayStation 1 games, right? And they're just so diverse compared to what we have now.
Everything's about graphics and it's all linear now. I don't know.
Like, there was just so many genres that you can even get into that it's just stupid.
I'm not a fan of a lot of games these days. Everybody's like, I want to look badass. Yeah, well, fuck. And they're pumping out games back and forth, and some of the stories and some of the games are just...
I want to actually bring up something that the Rooster Teeth fellows were talking about in one of their podcasts, their recent ones. Whatever happened to cheat codes? When was the last game that you remember...
It's called DLC now.
That's the thing, that's what they said, is that they got rid of cheat codes and they're calling them DLC now. And... I wouldn't. What was the last game that you guys bought that actually had legitimate cheat codes in them?
Probably San Andreas. No, Grand Theft Auto 4.
Probably Grand Theft Auto
4. Because you can do the phone. You use the phone to put cheats in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be. I think because a lot of it is.
Which is weird too, because if you think about it, GTA 4 had amazing DLC.
Yeah. Yep.
It was fantastic, and they still have cheats.
Yup.
So I want to know what came by, what happened to cheat codes, what happened to them.
They found out they could charge you for them.
My only idea is that a lot of the things might be based on achievements nowadays too, so they don't want you cheating for some of the achievements. Maybe I could be wrong.
That in a lot of games now are more focused on multiplayer, and you can't really cheat in multiplayer.
Yeah, that too. So I don't know.
I'm just really sad about that, because I remember, like, looking through that and everything like that. Terry, I remember, I think when I was 11
Tips and Tricks
or something,
magazine.
You bought me a big-ass book of, like, PlayStation 1 cheat codes for, like, every game, like, ever at the time.
Game
cheat codes,
yeah.
It was, like, 500 or 600 pages or something like that. It was, like, a big-ass Bible of cheat codes. And I only ever went to like 4 pages in it, because I didn't have like most of the games that were in there.
The game.
And nor did I even care to cheat in some of them. Just other ones, I was just, it was like Twisted Metal was one. I remember always using the cheat codes in that one, and I was just like, "Fuck yeah, give me that big ass tank!"
Fucking ice cream clown card. Fuck that.
Yeah. So
fucking.
I remember getting that, and I was stoked about that, and that was basically all I ever used it for was. Twisted Metal.
So, good game.
I used to have that Game Shark for N64.
Game Genie, what's up?
I was going to say, I thought it was Game Genie for 64. I didn't think they had.
No, I had Game Shark.
I think it was Game Shark by 64.
I don't know. Game Genie for us.
Game Genie on SNES.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, man.
I had Game Genie on the Genesis, and that was it. And then I went with Game Shark when I got a PlayStation. I got the best fucking one, which is the one that you plugged into the fucking back of it.
Yeah, oh, I think
and
I had that.
That was the best. You had that. You were fucking legit, because they stopped making it for some stupid reason. They're like, oh yeah, now you got to take up a fucking memory card slot now. Yeah, have fun with that. Hell no! You get the one that plugs into the back, and that thing like held so much shit in it too, and it remembered everything. You never lost anything because the fucking memory card was stupid.
Y'all are a bunch of cheaters.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You were just fucking talking about the same thing, dumbass. You can't call us a cheater when you're doing the same thing. But I got that, and then I had one for my Game Boy as well. I had a Game Shark, and. it was crazy because like it would you plug it into as like a regular cartridge, and then you'd actually plug in your game upside down into it because it would like kind of hang over, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I think the only game I had for Game Boy was Mario. That's it.
Really?
I had Pokemon and Zelda. That's all I need.
Maybe Tetris on top of that.
Pokemon, Zelda, and Kirby.
No, mine was Mario and Tetris. That's it.
I had Pokemon Red and Blue, and then I got Yellow later on. That was it.
I got Red for Christmas. I think I told this story. I got Red for Christmas, and then I found Blue on someone's lawn. Yeah. I was like, "That's mine now."
Thanks.
He was like, "That's a Pokemon game."
Yeah, you told that story. It's a good story, though.
Yeah,
the best goddamn way of getting it.
I honestly didn't think it would work. Because the lawn was all wet and shit, and I picked it up, and the cover was all faded off from water. It's like, yeah, I'll go check it out. Right. And it worked fine. Same with my Kirby. My Kirby went through the washing machine, came out fine. Came out like a champ.
Nice.
Those games could hold up back then.
Like to see you do that with the DVD, huh?
Probably.
Get that wet. Do you think that'll work? No.
If it's not scratched, it might.
If it's not scratched, you crack. You're good. You're just cleaning it.
No. I think you meant to say that it wouldn't work ever. Let's go back to cartridges.
God.
Fucking Vita and DS still use them. Well, Vita, technically, they're like SD cards now.
Yeah, they're SD cards.
Oh, wow, really?
That's crazy. They're tiny.
I'm like, all for SD cards.
I don't know
why
anyone would want those, because you will lose them in like 2 seconds. They are tiny.
Not good.
Wait, are they regular SD or are they like micro SDs?
They're like some kind of proprietary. Like the shape is like in between a micro and a regular. It's weird.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I think a regular SD card is all right. It's pretty good
size. Why can't they just put a big ass cover on it like a cartridge?
They did with the fucking.
I guess they're just trying to make everything smaller nowadays. Portable, you know, smaller and smaller, so you can't ever see it. Fuck.
It's all about digital now, anyway.
Smaller and smaller until it just disappears. You know.
I'm just waiting for them to make a phone the size of your nail on your pinky. You just staple it to your ear or something. Staple it to your ear. That's it.
The Zoolander cell phone?
Something like that, yeah. Oh, man.
A little tiny thing.
The one that puts, I don't know, maybe virtual reality telephone. Fuck.
I'm just waiting for that Futurama phone where they just shove it into your eye.
Yep, and then what is it?
They call it the iPhone, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yep.
It's because it's in your eye.
Terry, you're so good at getting things.
Thanks.
So, fuck. Now I'm thinking about my PS1 days.
So, talk about your PS1 days with Fick.
There's not a whole lot to talk about. I played Twisted Metal basically all the time.
That's it.
That was it.
I
tried playing through Final Fantasy VII at one point, and I just couldn't. I couldn't figure out how to get past the first part.
Oh, speaking of that, there's a
remake, isn't it?
There's rumor going, yeah, the remake, yeah. There's
not
rumor.
A remake.
Well, it's like a port. It's not, yeah. They're basically porting it. It's going to be on Steam and have achievements.
I saw it on Machinima. Like they posted it. That's why I was like, what the hell? Because usually, I don't know if they're making fun of it or just talking about it.
It's hard to tell with Machinima these days.
I don't know. Like they were just talking and laughing, you know, whatever. I was like, okay. Cool. Is this actually happening, or
should I be excited? Why aren't you telling me what I should be feeling?
And then Terry's like, yeah, "Should I be scared?" Steam. So I was like,
"But see, here's the thing: Seven, though.
What? I like the story.
Quintessential fucking game of the time. Best fucking.
And
game.
They're probably doing it because of the whole like the mods that are out for it right now. That
the HD
know,
mod
make it look better. Yeah, those have been getting popular. You know." So they're probably doing the Arma thing, like, you know, oh, we'll put it on Steam, and then people will buy it up so they can buy these mods or get these mods on it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think what they should be doing, or what they may even be doing, is the Steam Workshop thing. Because I got that for Skyrim to install, like, mods and
crap. Oh, yeah, they'll probably do that, yeah.
It's so fucking nice. It is the best thing ever. Like, it's just like, oh, I want that mod. And then you just click, you know, a little button, and it automatically fucking does all the shit it has to do with mod. And it updates it. It works. The fact that it just works. Like, you get mods for a bunch of games, and you're just like, why isn't it working? And then you got to troubleshoot it forever. It's like, oh, because this one's conflicting with this one. This one, it just tells you straight up, oh, this isn't going to work with that. Or you don't need this if you have this.
So basically, you know, somebody's like already done the work for you.
Everybody's already done the work for you, and it works. That's it. It's just like, I want this, this, that, and this, and I want to play. And every time you start the game, it checks all the updates for all the mods. If one doesn't update, it lets you know, and then you move on.
Nice.
It is just the greatest fucking thing ever, and I hope that they bring Workshop just to everything. I cannot say enough good things about it.
Good
stuff.
I agree. Because
it turned my Skyrim game fucking around. It went from being just a normal old Bethesda game, and then bam, so you had 18 textures.
The same amount of time you put into Diablo 3.
Actually, no, I have probably 3 or 4 times the amount of time in Skyrim than I do Diablo 3.
Yeah.
But that's just for different reasons. Diablo 3, I actually want to touch on that. Terry, have you played since the patch?
No.
Act 1 in Inferno is basically easy mode now.
Super nerf.
Yeah, and I lost about 12,000 DPS because everything that you have that has attack speed on it is halved.
Nerf. Yeah, they cut it in half.
50% across the board, dude. So I went from a 3.2 attack speed down to like a 2.3 or 2.4. I just feel slow as shit now. I don't feel like I'm doing any damage at all.
Because you're not.
Because I'm not, yeah. It's just really shitty. Because I spent a lot of money on getting, you know, the highest attack speed that you can get on these weapons and gear and stuff like that. And then they nerfed your ass. That's gone, yeah. But still, it's easy still. I don't know. Like, things aren't terribly difficult anymore. You still have to be on your toes, obviously, because Arcane will still fuck me up and everything like that. But it just does. It's not as scary as it used to be.
Maybe you're just better.
No, it's not. I'm worse.
You don't even give yourself credit. That's the first.
No. It's not good. It's bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I played halfway through Act 1 this morning with Rai when I was streaming. It felt like hell, basically. Like hell.
You sound to
clarify, he means the hell mode, not hell mode.
Right.
Actual hell. Yeah. Hell wasn't that bad.
Yeah, hell is the third difficulty in Diablo.
Yeah.
And it felt like
hell. Just surprisingly easy.
Yeah, I'm actually in hell right now farming gold.
Speaking of hell, on
hell mode.
Wait, you're in hell on Inferno, or are you in hell in hell?
What?
No, I'm in Act 1 in hell, just cruising.
Okay. I thought you meant you were like in the hell level on Inferno difficulty farming gold. And I was
that'd
be
Act
like,
4.
What?
No. Fuck no, dude. Hell no. Which reminds me, we gotta get you geared up, getting going.
I like gear.
Yeah.
I like gear. Everyone loves gear.
And apparently they fixed the whole attack speed issue too with, because some of the stuff was actually, it wasn't phrased wrong, but depending on how the thing was phrased, if your item said attack speed increased by percentage, then it worked. But if the item said increases attack speed, it didn't work.
What?
It was some bug in the game code where just the fact that if the word increased was in front of it, then you didn't actually get the attack speed buff.
Somebody made money.
Half of my gear wasn't actually in effect beforehand.
Oh, wow.
it was just really shitty. But, you know, they were obviously going to fix that bug sooner or later, so you could have bought all that stuff, like, because everybody should have known about it in Diablo. So you could buy that stuff in the auction house for crazy cheap because it didn't work at the time. But right. Now that stuff works, apparently. That's what everybody said in the stream. I haven't actually double-checked on the changelog for it, but...
Gotcha.
Still, yeah, I haven't played that. I haven't played Diablo in a while. But the thing about Diablo that I like is I don't care. Like, I'm not paying for it, so I don't feel guilty about it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Reminds me, we gotta get down on that fucking Star Wars.
Yeah, I already, like, turned off my payments for that just because we haven't played in so long.
Right. Yeah,
like, I'm good for the next month.
Yeah, which reminds me, I gotta get back on Minecraft now. Fuck.
Minecraft?
Yeah, I don't know if you know that me and Hobbit were actually trying to working on a hutball field.
A ball.
So we started, and I think we've got most of it done. Like, the only thing we need is, like, the surrounding, like, stands and stuff. But I don't know. You can warp to hutball, like, HUTTBAWL, I think. I don't remember how we spelled it.
Minecraft hutball.
But we're working on a field, and I don't know if he's been working on it, but, like, we kind of, like, stopped. We lost motivation. So,
but, yeah, that'll happen.
We need a ball mod, Dwight.
We need what?
Make it happen. Ball mod.
There's actually there's a football plugin that wanting to play. But it just says it's football, like, straight up football, and, like, when you do, like, slash football, and then it starts a field. And it makes a field. And then you just fucking
blast
play.
Out of the ground.
I don't know the specifics of it. I just saw it one day on the plugin list, and I was like, oh, I can't all play this. What is this?
Probably the amount of players for it, too.
Yeah. Nah,
I don't think so, but we should check that out. Because if that works, then you can use that.
Play some pitch football, guys! Ah!
The only problem with the hutball thing is the fire. Like,
yeah, you fall into the fire, you drop the ball, and then you're done. Well, over.
The problem is we don't have, like, we try to, like, make it look like it. So the problem is if I wanted to do, like, redstone to, like, make a fire come up and, like, disappear, it would just be, like, too bulky or something. So, like, I don't know.
You'd be surprised on what some people can do with redstone. So if you're having redstone problems, just ask someone on the server, like Lime Studios. He's real technical with redstone, and I know there's a lot of other people too that just grasp the way it works.
He's a wizard.
You saw that. You saw that. What's it called? Rock paper scissors thing.
Yeah.
Like, it looked nice from the inside, but you go into the back where everything's happening, it's like, what?
it's basically like three stories of just a bunch of redstone all just mixed up, and then it works.
Yay.
It's magic.
All electrical working.
Mm. So stuff like that you can't really minimize, but...
Yeah.
Still, it's worth
it's all good.
Checking out.
So how about that there, DayZ?
Oh boy!
How about that, DayZ? We haven't.
I think they fixed the zombie detection.
They got more actually coming.
I'm like, well, I don't know which one it was. I think it was 0.2 that it broke like to hell.
No, it was 0.1. I think.
Was it 0.1? I don't know. Whichever. Where you
Are you talking about when, like, they could see you for, like, years and years away?
Yep.
That was 0.3.
I think so. I want to say 2 or 3. Yeah.
It was either 2 or 3. It was in the in between one of those or something. But, yeah, because, like, you can just take, like, one step. Or you can be prone and, like, just crawl forward one thing and then half the town's on you.
Yeah, it was... but it's getting better. Like, it's... I love the game, dude. I got Alex and Terry to get on last night in the middle of the night. We're just cruising.
I have some grievances with the game because I was trying to find a server to play with Rai Rai. Not Rai Rai. With Ryan Ryan has it, and he wanted to play it, so I was like, all right, well, let's get going, and I'll try to find us a server and everything like that. And in the midst of trying to find a server, I joined this one, and as I've had the same character now for about 4 or 5 days, and I have a 50 cal on him, a G17 pistol, tons of mags for both things, a bunch of blood bags. Backpack, camo clothes. I have like wiring, kits. I have every single tool that you can find. I had, the watch. I had everything but the compass, basically. And so I had all this stuff, huh?
Yeah, the night vision and the GPS.
No, I didn't have the night vision. I didn't have the night vision or the GPS. Those were the two things I didn't have. But I didn't have any of that, but I had everything else. I had, matches, a hunting knife, fucking compass, watch, map, everything. And then I joined this one, and I only have about 4,000 life, so I've just been kind of taking it easy until we had the time to all of us to play. Joined it, and then all of a sudden, it said, you are dead. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And, I just died. Apparently, I just died out of nowhere, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then it spawned me in the same exact place that I just, quote-unquote, died from. I just spawned again in the same spot, but I still had my 4,000 blood. I still had my backpack and everything that was in my backpack, but I lost my 50 cal, my G17, all of my tools, half of my blood bags, my food, my water bottle. I've lost everything that wasn't in my backpack, and I don't understand what's going on. I still had the same food, blood, water level. I was still in the same general area. It's just it said I died out of nowhere, and then I lost all these things. And I'm like, well, why should I even play anymore? I mean, I'm gonna get another fucking 50 cal, and then I'm gonna die just by logging in, but I'll be fine. And, I mean, I know the game still is in beta or alpha or something like that.
Alpha,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and I know there's going to be bugs and crap like that, but I feel like that's something that's sort of important for as difficult as the game is to find things, especially a 50 cal, you know?
Yeah, I've never even seen one.
Yeah, and I had like 5 blood bags on me and a bunch of stuff like that. I was just like, I don't understand what happened there, you know? And so, since then, I've kind of lost some motivation to play. I want to get back into it, but I'm not going out of my way to play it right now.
I gotcha. I don't know. I figured since it's an alpha testing, I find most of the time that it's fun. Like, even if I die, and you have good stuff, I kind of find it fun just to start over. And, like, obviously the walks are long, but the walking part is kind of like, whatever. But just finding you guys again, and, trying to go out, search stuff again, just, stuff like that makes it more enjoyable for me.
Yeah, no, I agree, because that time where we both met up and we, like, basically ran through that military camp or all the tents and stuff like that.
Yeah, you and my brother. Actually, that time too. I found the guy and the other guys. I don't even know, dude.
Like, yeah, you shot a guy from one tower to another with a shotgun in his face,
and you heard it too.
Yeah, like, and then I took his AK-74 Cobra, and then we ran into Cherno.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude! Like, I'm saying stuff like that. It makes it fun, I think.
Yeah.
I want to play at night.
Depressed.
Yeah, I got Alex wanting to play at night.
But see, the thing is, I don't want to play at night when we're all separated.
Yeah, if we had a little group going with flares and chem lights, it's fun.
Get flares now, though. Flares are hard to find.
Oh, dude, no,
I have 4 stacks of them.
I walked into a building and the whole house was full of freaking real flares.
All right, fine, then I'll just go steal some Alex. And I'm glad they fixed the food and water issue, though, because food and water was, like, for one update, it wasn't anywhere. Like, you couldn't find food or water anywhere, and it's like, I need this.
Dude, I was out there fucking killing sheep. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Nah, it's fine. I was out there killing sheep. That was how I got food.
Yeah, I don't know if it's rare or not, but I actually found a can of Mountain Dew.
What? I've only ever seen Pepsi and Coke.
It's still sitting in my inventory. I don't want to use it because I've never seen a Mountain Dew. and it's sitting there, and I'm waiting to, like, I'm going to die, I'm going to drink it.
No, Adrian, you got to keep it, and then, like, right before something epic happens, you're like, looks like it's time to do the do, and then you got to drink it and run in. That'll be the moment that you gotta drink it.
And I don't think, it was funny, because I was kind of excited, just because I was like, what the fuck is this? You know, just like, you know, it was a different colored can. I'm like, dude. And I think Alex was there. I'm like, it was Alex and probably Adam. And I'm like, oh my God, guys, I just found Can of Dew. And they were like, what are you talking about? Sitting there explaining some Mountain Dew, guys.
Doing the Dew over here. What are you guys doing? Being uncool.
Oh. Yeah.
That's probably what they were doing. Knowing Alex.
Shut up, Dwight.
Alex probably doesn't even know what Mountain Dew is.
Oh.
He probably never even heard of Code Red.
Shit.
No. I got an interesting story about...
Alex, you heard of Code Red?
No.
Oh, shit. What a bitch.
Whatever.
I have a funny story about Mountain Dew. Now that I have your attention, I have a rousing story about Mountain Dew.
He's been waiting for the cue.
I'm really happy you brought this up, Adrian. Yep. I've been waiting to tell this story. I used to work at Game Crazy before, you know, it all went to shit and basically it was gone. I got out of there way before that happened, though. And during the Halo 3 launch, Mountain Dew came out with its own special Mountain Dew for Halo, basically.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was orange. It was orange. I don't know. It was like a weird orange, reddish type of color. And it tasted okay. I mean, it was just, you know, different kind of tasted Mountain Dew. And we got a shit ton of it for free to promote Halo and everything like that for our midnight release. It was basically, they gave us probably about maybe $400 worth of Mountain Dew, just in a bunch of like 12 packs, 6 packs. There's a few 2-liter bottles and stuff like that. 32 packs, 64 packs.
I think they call it.
I don't know why they gave it all in different pack sizes.
I don't know. I don't know, to throw at people. It's like, how much can you carry? It's about 12 pack. You know, because that's how you weighed things back when. It's just like, how much do you weigh? I weigh about 4.
What's your bench, bro? About 12 pack.
Yeah, so like, you know, they give you a bunch of different sizes and to make it more convenient. Anyways, we decided that we were just gonna keep half of it and then give the other half away. So that's the way it worked out for us. It's like, keep half and then just give the rest away, even though we were supposed to give the whole thing away. My boss was a terrible boss, and he just didn't care. He was just like, whatever, let's keep some, you know, and by some, he meant half. So we divvied it up, and then I don't know what sparked this competition, if you will, but me and a fellow coworker, Vince, decided that we were going to see who can drink 5 cans of Mountain Dew the fastest. And I don't know if you guys know this, but 5 cans of Mountain Dew is not easy to go through, especially when you're trying to drink it fast. Soda in general is not something that you drink fast at all, because it's very carbonated.
Yeah.
And it's very carbonated.
Also, it's very carbonated.
So we were doing this in front of a bunch of customers. We were both working on the clock, and we said that we were just going to do this just right then and there. And so we started drinking it, and I got about 3.5 cans in before we both decided, you know what, let's just stop. He only got maybe a can and a half, maybe just about 2. And I got very sick. Like, almost immediately, I just did not feel well at all. And, like, Vince was saying that I was basically paper white and everything like that. And I just stayed in the back room basically until launch. And that's when I came out and decided to give all of my Mountain Dew away because I didn't want it anymore.
He was like, this is not good for me.
Yeah. So that's my enthralling story about Mountain Dew.
It's Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
The do yeah. did Dwight.
I did the do that night, and then it did me. And it was gross. So,
breaking news here.
What's up?
Mass Effect 3 Extended Cut coming out next week.
Extended Cut?
Next
what?
Week? That's also when Dawnguard comes out, though.
Dawnguard comes out. New Penny Arcade game comes out. Shit's happening next week.
Fucking next week's shit's going in.
It's getting it in next week.
Getting it in next week. That's what I'm hearing.
It's going to be crazy.
So wait, that's episode 3 of the Penny Arcade?
Yup.
I thought that wasn't going to come out for a while.
No.
Huh.
They had even pushed it up. Like, they were originally going to put it out next month. They were like, it's done. Why don't we just move it out?
I was going to replay that or play a little bit of that game today while I was waiting for you guys to be ready for the podcast. And instead I played From Dust just because I haven't played in it at all. And
yeah, catch up on that Penny Arcade.
I will finish it before the next one comes out. I promise you that.
Finish both of them, though. That's the thing.
I know. Well, that if whatever. Who gives a shit? I'll do it today. I don't give a fuck.
He's got it. He's a gunga fuck.
They have an insane title for these games. I can't even think of it at off the top of my head. I gotta actually open up Steam here to read it off. On the Rainslick Precipice of Darkness.
Yeah. Everyone else can say.
what is that?
Yeah.
It's okay, Dwight. We know reading's hard.
It is, okay? It are very difficult to ham read. So, what is it?
It's physically Alex? Hurting you to hear that. Penny Arcade.
Why do they gotta make everything difficult?
Darkness. Because fucking Tycho wrote it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
That's why it's difficult.
I know. Do you know their Star Wars clan? Or guild,
no.
rather?
I don't know what it is. What is it?
I gotta look it up.
What is it?
I have to look it up!
It's, find out!
Something circumference.
Go on.
That's all I got right now. I'm looking it up. It's some big word I don't know, and then circumference, and I assume it's about penises. Just because it's Penny Arcade and it's Tycho.
Penny Arcade.
You know?
Penny.
Guild name. What is it? Google's not helping.
Do they have it in a comic somewhere? How'd you hear about it?
I heard it through the Rooster Teeth podcast.
Check that gaggle.
It's not bad. There was something else. Because I found their Twitter, apparently. It's Remarkable Circumference, but that wasn't it beforehand, because Remarkable's not that big of a word. It was something else, but I guess it's
Remarkable Circumference. It was a bigger word.
It was a bigger word that I didn't understand at all. I had a swarm. But anyways, yeah.
There's Remarkable Circumference and Rigorous Scholarship.
No, it wasn't that one. But
no,
yeah.
That's what they are.
Hmm?
They have one.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that that second one was not what I heard beforehand.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still though, they have big words, and that makes me sad.
But don't be sad.
Don't be sad, Peter. That's why they call it Schvoople.
Damn, do I love Schvoople.
Getting on my nerves. Anyways.
I like when they have big words like that. It's just funny the way they use it.
I'm ready for that fucking extended cut. See what the fuck happened.
How did they say, like, how long it is, or is it literally just a different, like, you play through the game completely normal and it's just the end bit is maybe a few
all it is the ending. It just gives you more cutscenes at the
of
end.
What's going on.
It doesn't change anything. It gives you more.
Is it free?
It's free, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, can they charge for something like that? Which I think would be kind of funny in one sense, but kind of shitty in another. You know, shitty because I wouldn't want to pay for it, but funny in the sense that they did it and they're like, oh yeah, you got to pay for that better ending.
Yeah, it's about $15 for an extra 10 minutes.
And everybody would boycott that.
Yeah.
Ending that they wanted in the first place.
That's why it'd be funny. Because everybody boycotted their day one DLC as well. And then put that on top of the alternate cut that they fucking they bitched and cried about for so fucking long. And I don't even like talking about it.
I don't even know people anymore.
If it's come to the point where people can just cry, you know, and throw tantrums the whole time to get, like, new stuff, why aren't we doing that for everything? Because it's obviously it's working, you know?
Right.
So, I want more free DLC. I want free DLC from Skyrim. And I am going to bitch and moan every day until I get it.
Every hour on the hour on my Twitter.
Yeah, and I will tag Bethesda and Skyrim and my mother until I get what I want.
Jeez, that's
until
extreme.
I get what I want.
But this is just going to tell you, shut the fuck up.
I'm going to block you the first time you do it.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Huh? Give me my DLC and I'll shut up.
Yeah, let's just tell you to shut up.
You have been blocked by this Twitter account.
You've been blocked by Bethesda. What?
But my DLC. And they're going to be like, we're not going to sell you our next game either.
we're gonna ban you from all future Bethesda games.
Yep.
Fallout 4 canceled due to Dwight Lachman.
Shit!
Put your name out there.
They put my full fucking name.
Name, address, and all that.
Yep. Shame on Dwight.
Yeah, but my shit's gonna blow up after that. What's up?
Dwight will be famous.
But the bad kind of famous.
My Twitter's blowing up.
Get all happy about it. Talk shit on people. Check out my Twitter.
Yeah, everybody hates me with my shit blowing up every minute.
Yep.
Haters gonna hate. That'll be my subtext or my little bio in Twitter. When everybody's bitching at me because there's no more games.
Haters gonna hate. YOLO.
It's such a troll thing to do. But yeah, what's up? Yeah, so what? I don't give a fuck.
I don't play that game anyways. Fuck.
I don't even play that game. Shit, I haven't ever played a Bethesda game anyways. Every one of my tweets is going to be like getting down on that Madden. Play some Duty 3.
You guys hear about that Skyrim 2?
It's not happening because it's Dwight Lachman.
You will have an angry mob out there.
I would change my bio on my Xbox Live where it says, like, you know, your little thing. I'm going to put, what's Skyrim?
You're going to have like 500 messages on Xbox. Oh, man.
I don't know what that is.
Guys, this is Skyrim.
What's Skyrim? Why is everybody bitching about it?
Fucking Dwight. Ruining everyone's lives.
Whatever. As long as that Madden don't change. Madden keeps it real. Every year.
So nobody was complaining that Madden don't change. Get on that Madden, you'll be good.
Why are you bitching about Skyrim all the time? Let's go play some Madden.
Got that Madden 13. Same as it was the year before.
Just as good. Madden don't fuck up every
regular.
Year. Madden don't need to worry about its flow.
All they do is just change the roster. That's
just
it.
Change the number.
Change people's numbers on
the
back.
Change the number, put a different black dude on the front, and we're good.
All right, see you guys next year.
that works.
So I've been following this Twitter called the Pixel Guild or something like that.
Boring.
They've got a Team Fortress
boring
mock-up. Okay, fine, whatever, shut up.
Too slow. Wow. Hurry up.
No, done. Done.
I saw the picture of it. Team Fortress, like 2D.
Yeah, like the tactics.
What's with all the tactics talk? Relate it to something Madden so I can understand.
Throw the ball and get a touchdown. Sit.
Madden tactics.
That would be something. Someone Bahamut.
Someone needs to make men tactics right now.
Going for that Hail Mary.
That is amazing.
Gotta use my potion.
Gotta hit you.
Gotta use my Gatorade. Hold on.
Gatorade. Oh, God.
I think I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna make Madden tactics.
Dude, I support you and will help you 100% every day to get that out. And even if it's just a demo. Then we can start a fucking Kickstarter and fund a real one.
Push it off on another team to finish it.
Yeah. We need Mighty to hire a team to make this game, the whole game.
Start a Kickstarter so we can buy and pay for a team to make the game.
We also want money for stuff. So
beer.
We're more. We need money for another Xbox and Madden 13.
For beer money. Make it look all fancy, have like a video and everything.
Thousands of people go every day without having a sip of beer.
Do you want that?
Don't let it happen to me.
Do you want that to happen to me? Fuck you!
Everybody supports your filthy drinking habit, Terry.
He'll do anything.
It's like gonna be like a Kickstarter for like $60. Just so you have like enough for like a week.
Remember when you started that Kickstarter? What?
What was that?
Was Kickstarter. When?
Coming back with like a thing of Keystone. Every you know how they have like different sections for like if you've contributed this much then I'll promise this and that. Every one is gonna end with if I remember.
Keep the bottle caps for you if you donate $5.
If I remember.
When?
I just want to start a Kickstarter for something stupid. I just want to see it just succeed.
Oh, that was too funny.
Dude, you're a koala.
When? We were on the same wavelength.
That was a funny-ass picture.
That was a funny-ass joke.
So, does anyone still hear that beeping?
Yeah.
Because I still do.
Well, yeah, I've heard it this whole podcast.
I heard really it last helped. Night, and I don't hear it today.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I apologize to everybody who's listening. I didn't want to actually bring it up, because I didn't want people to actually hear it, because then they'll be like me, where they just hear it.
Now you hear it all the time.
Now you guys are going to hear it for the like next 15 minutes.
And you thought Adrian's fire alarm was annoying.
It is annoying. I have no fucking idea. Notice. Let's start a Kickstarter.
Me either.
I'm
it's
sorry.
So,
it's about Dwight's headset makes it super sensitive to every sound.
It's not my headset, bro. It's my brain.
It is your headset. Hey, I always hear shit, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
It's got to be like your box shit thingy that you have on it.
It's amazing. I think is what the word you're looking for.
You hear everything.
Yeah. You hear
what?
Well, that and it's just that, especially Adrian's fire alarm. It's super apparent. Like when I rewatch footage, Like if I rewatch like our old our Skyblock stuff, rewatching that, it was so loud, and like even in my headset I heard it, but it wasn't like as loud as it was while being recorded. So it's stuff like that, and I know that this beeping is probably going to be louder to other people than it is for us just listening, and I hope that's not true.
Adrian, we got to get you a battery.
Oh, well,
yeah. Either that or break your fucking smoke alarm. It's dead anyway. It's just
I'll
2K.
I'll explain it. Give me a second.
That's what the Kickstarter needs to be for.
We need a Kickstarter for 9-volt battery for Adrian.
Well, 9-volt or whatever.
Like, I went to the fire alarm, I unscrewed it, and it's wired. Motherfucker, call me again. Hold on. You're right.
So how much of PSO have you guys played? Like, because it feels like you've just been in the lobby.
I'm like level 2.
I want to play this with you guys after we're done with the podcast.
Good luck.
You gotta start downloading now if you want to play today.
I can't.
Oh,
know that.
Too bad.
Terry, you know I can't.
I know you Terry. Can.
No, I'm
I believe in
yeah.
you.
I just died in like Diablers. I stood in the poison treats. Shit. My gold find gear.
Yeah.
I have to run back. I want magic find gear, but BT dubs, because I want to find more legendaries, and I'm pissed off that everybody keeps finding them more than I am. I found one a super long time ago, and that was it. Like in everybody
what I
else, nothing. You need bitching about.
Do I want to play?
More. Do I die? Oh, so
yeah, I want to play PSO. Yeah.
All right, let me explain Fire Alarm. I unplugged it. And it's wired. It's electrical, right? So I looked up online. It says either sensors are dirty or the backup battery is. And I couldn't. There was no slot for a backup battery. So I'm like, you know, the fuck you want me to do? So my life is more important. So, you know. Yeah.
Scrub your sensors down with soap.
Well, I'm going to just soak it in water and make sure it's clean.
I don't know
clean.
What the sensors are.
Just get a bunch of... Get a shit ton of cigarettes, and then just
smoke it to death.
Just smoke it to death and just break it. Just like overload it to where it's like.
Just smoke it. Yeah.
So I apologize if everybody hears fire alarm, but you know,
it's just one of these days.
Like smoke so much, eat this.
try to just figure out how to clean it.
Oh, I'm going to, but I'm pretty sure it's
rip it out of the thing.
Yeah, or just cut the wires and then get a battery one and
So next thing you know, the freaking police are here. Like, what the fuck happened to your fire alarm?
None of your business. It's my fucking fire alarm. Get out of my house.
Shit, they were like, "What happened? Who broke in? Or what?" I don't know what the fuck they do, but you know,
it's just a fire alarm. It's not a burglar alarm.
Whatever.
Police show up and is like, "Who broke into your house?" What?
Somebody come on wire. There's a spy on the roof. Fuck.
You don't know. You don't know what the police are watching.
Next thing you know, the rescue's at my house and shit. Everybody's here. Freaking cut the wire. Fire alarm. What the fuck?
Coast Guard comes too and Navy SEALs.
Just parachute in.
What kind of insurance plan do we have?
Fuck.
You're a VIP.
Yo.
Dying of smoking.
No, but Dwight wants me to smoke it to death. Fuck.
I just want it to be taught a lesson, alright? That's all I want.
Hey, just bully it. Hey, stop beeping, motherfucker.
Give it a reason to beep.
Yeah.
I'm gonna beep so much, motherfucker.
I'll give you a fucking reason to beep, bitch.
No.
You're about to learn today.
Yeah.
Teach that fire alarm a lesson.
Yeah, I don't know. I just and I know it sucks for you guys. That's why I really don't.
I don't hear it. So
I hear it, but Dwight was like, "Dude, my fans fucking hate you."
Yeah, well, like, yeah, fuck. No, they literally said it was ear piercing to them. It wasn't. The thing is like when we listen to things live, you're more concentrated on what you're actually like. You're talking to someone and everything like that, but they're not talking to us. They're listening the entire time. Like they are very in the moment. And so when little things like that happen,
they notice that. They're like, well,
even if there's like a small little hum or something like that in the background in videos and stuff like that, when you're listening to it, yeah, you'll hear it, but when you're talking, you won't hear it. You know, you can tune it out a lot easier than you can when you're just listening to something. That's why, like, I really, like, Terry, that's why I'm so anal about my computer being quiet and, you know, fucking sounds and shit like
what
that.
What the fuck? Your computer's like supercomputer. You sound like an airplane or something.
If I turn off the fans, yeah. Like, watch, I'll turn up the fans right now.
Shit, my brother has the same shit. He turns on his computer and I feel like I'm taking off.
Yeah. Got that ripcord on it.
Like,
so this would be my computer basically at full force.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah.
I'm taking off, Dwight. Let's go.
It's a space show.
Sounds like a ghost in your room is just like,
hey, Dwight.
Fuck you.
The computer's talking to you.
Yeah. So I keep it down for the most part. And by most part, I mean,
you're not playing.
99% of the... Basically, I never have those fans on. That's where I'm at.
Well, you're water cooled now, so it's like, when would you ever feed them on?
The thing is that I have two radiators, and the bottom radiator is the one that makes all the noise because they're 120 millimeter fans, and they move a lot of air, but they're super loud, you know, because they're small and they got to move fast to move a lot of air. So, my top fans are actually 140 millimeters, and I can have those at 100. They're at 100% right now, and you can't hear them. Mm-hmm. It's 20 millimeter difference between the fans, but the 120s, they're super loud, and so I got to replace those ones with something new, something that isn't insanely loud. Yeah,
gotcha.
So I can actually have them on, but my temperatures are still really good without having those on. It's just, I want to put use to that second radiator because right now it's just kind of hanging out.
That's not good. The fuck you pay for it then?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's the sitch.
Yeah.
Little Kim Possible for you.
Just make them work. Put something on ultra and just go.
Even then, I don't need them on.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Dude.
This thing stays cold.
That's good.
Stays ice cold.
Not ice cold.
Just cold. Ice cold.
not ice cold. Oh, and cold. Before we end the podcast, I do want to say that the second wave of emails, the acceptance emails for Mongoose Country, will go out within probably 10 minutes of this podcast going out.
What?
And that'll be the last wave. So if you didn't make it, sorry, good luck next time, or better luck next time, rather. But we just can't accept everybody. If I can hold a server that fucking held 3,000 people, sure, why not? Yeah, whatever. It'll be laggy as shit. Everybody will bitch and complain. But yeah, you were all playing. Everybody's accepted.
You manage that? That's crazy.
I don't even. I think Minecraft has a limitation to where it can't really handle above, I think, 500 people or something like that. So I mean, and even then, that's big.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Most big servers are only about 250.
I don't even think I could manage 10 people. Jeez.
So, I'm happy Christ. With our current size of server.
Christ.
It's manageable.
You made it sound French. Petit.
Terry, I found you a pretty crown right now. What?
Found what?
Found you a pretty crown in Diabler.
Nice, you can be a little princess.
Yeah.
Fucking love crowns.
Who doesn't fucking love crowns? Brown crowns.
Brown crowns.
My downtown brown crown. That's what I wear when I go downtown. My downtown brown crown.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know you were wondering as all, because I see your eyes. You're just like, what is he even... What is he wearing? Had to explain it. You wouldn't get it. You weren't there.
No. I don't get a lot of stuff, and it doesn't help that I wasn't there.
So Spencer is going to be upgrading his computer pretty soon. I don't know if he's saying that or not.
Which, you know what? I was meaning to ask that. Because you were talking about DayZ. I was like, what happened to Spencer?
Yeah, his computer has integrated graphics, and Oh. Right? Yeah, it, oh. it does.
It's just what's yeah. happening there.
Yeah, and so
I haven't heard of those in a long time.
Yeah, yeah, he has a crappy little Dell. So, luckily, Fatex has an extra mid tower and an extra video card and stuff like that. So he's actually going to.
That guy has everything.
Mail him to Spencer, and I'm going to take this i3 that he has off of him too, and a motherboard, and see if I can't make a little media center.
Cool.
But yeah, so he's going to be doing that. Apparently, he's ready to go for it like right now. Like he's going to be ordering parts real soon and everything. So
damn, he is not wasting any time.
Which is good. No, I'm super happy about it because that means he'll be in more Team LPs. You know.
Oh.
So, I'm happy about that. So you guys can look forward to seeing a little bit more Twitch, a.k.a. Spencer, and some future Team LPs, hopefully. And actually, Rai is talking about buying us a DayZ server, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I thought those were, like, crazy expensive.
Yeah, no, they're not crazy expensive. They're just crazy hard to find the VPSs. Like, you can find the dedicateds everywhere. And those are the crazy expensive one because they're basically four servers. But you can get a VPS for like $50 a month. And Rai is actually contemplating getting us one. And, I'm okay with that because that's basically we get one and we lock it down. And then that's just us.
Yeah.
And then we have a stable server that we can go on to. That won't crash every second because 50 people are flooding to it immediately. You know?
Yeah, every time it updates.
Don't have to worry about anybody stealing our motorcycle.
Oh.
Yeah, we could finally get around to making building a helicopter, you know?
Well, about that, they took the helicopter out because it's super buggy.
Again.
Yeah, they say that, but it's going to be back eventually.
Yeah, well.
Until then, we could just build up a bunch of ATVs and dirt bikes, and when the helicopter's back, when the helicopters come back, we got fucking vehicles to find the parts.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
We went and got that dirt bike. Last night.
You got it. I don't know how you did it.
It was a fucking adventure.
He had the time of his life.
I'm telling you, nighttime is just fun. Or break of dawn.
How are you guys playing at night? I don't understand. How are you seeing?
Well, I was out there, and like we had changed servers, and they were on a different server. I thought I went to their server, but I was on a completely different one. But at the time, it was like the sun was just going down, so it was bright enough to see. And so I went over to the shed because I wanted to get the bike so I can get back down to where they were because I was still in the middle of nowhere from when we were trying to go to the airstrip. So I found the dirt bike, hopped in, it's got like shit for gas, whatever, took off. I took off. I've like made it past like two different towns and it ran out of gas. So I was like, fuck. And I found a gas station on the map. I was like, okay, it's right at the next town. I'm going to leave the bike here. Got off the bike, head over to the town, got jumped by like 50 zombies. And by then, by the time I got to the gas station, I had like 2,000 blood and I was passing out every two steps.
Dude, that is the worst. I was running up a hill and I kept passing out and I would slide down.
You slide down.
It was so shitty, so I'd like run up and I'd fall down to them. And
it's then run back up. So we're at the fucking gas station. I'm just praying like there has to be a jerry can here. There has to be a jerry can here.
Oh my God.
And I go inside and there's a fucking jerry can right there and it's full. And I was like, thank you.
Like, and this whole time I'm running to Alex and I gotta run to the hospital to get him blood and morphine because he's broken bones and no blood. And he's sitting on the pier, he's like, Adrian, save me. I'm like, oh fuck.
So I got the can and I like crawled and passed out of my way over to the bike again. Filled it up, took off. But by then it was starting to be more nighttime and my whole screen is all black and white because I have no blood. So right. Trying to drive and like I can't see.
I end up
driving through a forest. And I can barely see trees in front of me. So I'm just like bobbing and weaving through. And then I pass out while I'm driving the bike. And my guy is like prone on top of the bike, rolling down this hill at full speed, going like 80 miles an hour, and I couldn't move. I crashed into a tree and broke the wheel.
What?
But his wheel. Oh my god. That's not even bad.
And I fucking, like, you can still move, but it's like you can only go like 12 miles an hour tops. Mm-hmm. But I was going downhill at the time, so I got off of the tree, rolled down again, hit another tree, got off that, rolled down, hit a rock, got off. And eventually I hit another rock. I got off the bike for a little bit, and the wheel magically fixed itself. So I just got back on. I was able to drive. I hit the road, finally got on the road to Electro and made it to them.
Yo.
Passed out like 3 times while I was riding the bike. I actually fell off the bike when I passed out too.
And we were like, hopefully he doesn't fall off.
That's where it is. Water.
We're like, oh.
When he got to Electra to where we are, he realized he's on the wrong server.
Yeah.
So we we switched to his server and gave him all the stuff.
So like you guys were all collecting everything to save Terry.
No.
Yep.
And no. Okay, maybe Adrian was.
I was. Alex is on the ground like, help me, Adrian. Is that you? Is that you? Oh my god. And I lucked out because I got enough. I went to the hospital in a lecture on top of that, so I don't even know who's there. And I got enough blood for Terry and like 5 things of morphine for Alex because
I have brittle bones.
I was like, oh shit, dude. And the whole time I'm running freaking, and there's a cow in the middle of the road. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to stash all my stuff on this cow. I was like, fuck it.
There was a time where I was, I've been on the top of that one castle, something like that.
Yeah,
the Z one. I've been on top of that castle now for about 3 days, you know, before I died and lost all my stuff. But there was one time where I logged in and there was another guy up there who was kneeled down and he was using binoculars looking off into the distance or whatever. And I just shot him in the back of the head.
He's like, man,
not with my 50 cal.
To be alive.
Man, I finally made it here. You know, time to plot my next, you know, adventure and everything like that.
Boom!
I log in to like check my guy, and I'm like, oh, hi. Shot him in the back of the head.
And then you just
wasn't with my 50 cal though. That was this was before I got my 50 cal. But still, it was remarkable. And that's actually how I got the 50 cal. I don't think I didn't tell that story today or on the podcast or whatever. Basically, I've been up on the top of that castle for fucking ever. And I logged in one day because me and Ryder were going to play. And I was looking over the edge, you know, looking up, using my binoculars. My guy, like, he shakes like every 2 seconds. Like, every time his heartbeat, he's like, you know, and he can't hold still. And so I was like trying to use my binoculars, which is basically impossible. I couldn't see anything. And but then I saw this like this smoke coming out of behind some of the trees, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I brought out my binoculars and I looked, and it's a downed helicopter. Like not even a quarter of a mile away from me is a downed helicopter, and I'm like, holy shit, Ryder, you have to get on. You have to get on. We have to go to this helicopter before someone else goes there. And so we limp down the fucking castle and we go down the hill to this downed helicopter. And we're like, holy shit. And like immediately I see a crate. And I'm like, oh shit, we got to check out that crate. So the helicopter was, I don't want to say it was beyond repair. It was just super fucked up. I mean, everything was broken. The rotors were broken, everything. And it was on fire. And so I went to the crate, and I'm like, oh, shit. And then I found all the blood bags. Basically, that's where I found all my special shit. And then I found some more G17 ammo, tons of stuff. I was basically just super stoked to find blood bags without going to the hospital. I was like, fuck, yeah. And so then Ryra out of nowhere goes, I found a 50 cal. And I'm like, wait, what? And he goes, I found a legitimate 50 cal. And I look over. And he has this, like, 4-foot-long gun in his arms, and he's like, I found 50
caps! I'm fucking Rambo.
And so I start looking around the helicopter, and then I find another 50 cal with another 10 rounds, and I'm like, holy shit! We're sitting there like by this down helicopter, dancing around with a bunch of zombies near us, you know, doing it very carefully with two fucking 50 cals in our arms.
It's a zombie shuffle.
And then out of nowhere, in the very distance, we see this one, just one random guy running down the street away from a bunch of zombies, right? And we're like, oh, shit. Well, I'll get to it. He was running away from all these zombies, and like we both zoomed in with our 50 cals watching him, and he was running into a town away from the helicopter. I'm like, he's going to notice the helicopter. He's going to come this way. And I'm like, I'm going to go prone. I'm going back up to the tree line. Just keep your eyes on him. And Ryder's like, all right. So he's laying down. He's not shaking like I am, which I completely forgot about because I was so happy about finding this 50 cal. And so, like, I finally make it up to the tree line, and I crouch behind a tree, and I pop open my scope, and instantly it's just like, and I can't fucking aim for shit. And I'm like, oh, wait, right, I can't do this. And then I hear this faint, like, gun, like, just this gunshot way off in the distance, just poof. And all of a sudden I hear right next to me. And Ryan's like, I killed him. I'm like, what? And he goes, he shot at us, so I shot back. One shot and this guy was just dropped. And he's like, I didn't even see him. I just saw smoke and I fired. And he downed the guy in one shot. And I was so amazed that I tweeted it out. And it was fantastic. He was able to kill someone before he lost his, because he fell down the castle stairs, broke his bones, and died. That's how he lost his 50 cal. He was still in the castle, and he said, yeah, I lost it in a real stupid way, and I asked him how, and he's like, I fell down the castle stairs, broke my legs, and I died.
The stairs are stupid. You take one wrong step, and you fall like one set of stairs, and you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't even fall like a story, and you're
just like, oops. You're dead.
Yeah, for being a military guy, we sure are, like, just dainty, aren't we?
Just fragile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially me with my brittle bones.
Oh, Alex.
You have so you many problems in every game, story Alex.
Of a building. Every
time we run into some shit, I'm like, oh, my bones are broken.
We need a sack of morphine just for Alex. And I don't know how morphine works, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't glue bones together. Shit.
Like just knows the pain.
Stab it.
Yo, it's just stab Alex and it's like miracle
broken bones for the rest of your life.
It's just what it says on the actual morphine. It just says morphine for Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I think this podcast has gone long enough. I want to see if I can get PSL going tonight at least. If not,
should be able to.
Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. But I'd like to play a bit, check it out, maybe stream.
Yep.
But anyways, thanks everybody for coming and listening to the podcast. Hopefully the beeping wasn't too irritable. There was
sorry. Right
there. And we'll see everybody next week.
Yay.
Okay,
bye.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked at you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I'd trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jean skin was showing. Hot night, wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other girls try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. You took your time with the call, I took no time with the fall. You gave me nothing at all, but still you're in my way. I beg and borrow and steal, have foresight and it's real. I didn't know I would feel it, but it's in my way. Your stare was old and ripped, jean skin was showing. Hot night, wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby?
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at your baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other girls try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. I missed you so bad. I missed you so, so bad. Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. I missed you, know that. I missed you so, so bad. Yeah, I kind of messed up the words there, didn't I? Oh, well. It's hard to look right at you, baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other girls try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. I missed you so bad. I missed you so, so bad. Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. And you should know that. So call me maybe. Yeah, you're gonna call me, right?